This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. For injuries, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Wayne Allen Root back, hour number two. Today is Monday, the 16th of May, 2022. I always thank the people who make this show possible. SteelsandDealsLV.com is the sponsor of this show, and I mentioned them in the last segment, but I did not mention their address. If you happen to be in Las Vegas, John loves you to stop by. It's 2800 East Walnut Avenue, 2800 East Walnut Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89101. The phone number is 725-260-3337. The website is steelsanddealslv.com. I mentioned all of this because steelsanddealslv.com, it's like stealing the merchandise because prices are so cheap. Well, they've just gotten cheaper because steelsanddealslv.com is moving their warehouse. They're having a giant liquidation sale. All inventory is 50 to 80% off retail. So no matter what it is you want for your home, for your office, for your patio, for a lawnmower on the lawn, a barbecue, a smoker in the backyard, I don't care what it is, for the living room, the bedroom, the kitchen, everything you want, the dining room, he's got everything you could possibly want in furniture or products. SteelsandDealsLV.com. Call them and ask them if they have what you want. 725-260-3337. And that address, if you want to stop by and look through their warehouse, 2800 East Walnut Avenue in Las Vegas. All right. We got Ben back. Is he back on? Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, good. Gotcha. Hey, Ben, my question to you is, the reason I have Ben as a three-segment guest, and Ben Armstrong deserves to be a three-segment guest because he's a fantastic guest, and he's always breaking great stories on my show. He's the host of the Ben Armstrong Show at TheNewAmerican.com, TheNewAmerican.com. Ben, tell everybody the connection between all the kids that are now getting hepatitis, and we've got to assume this is going to get worse and worse. It's a trickle right now in the United States, but it's happening all over the world. Sudden, mysterious hepatitis illness in young children, and you have seen some things that would connect it to the COVID vaccine. Tell us what the story is.
Yeah, so this hepatitis, first we have to stress, it's a brand new hepatitis. So this is not a hepatitis that's ever been seen before. So it made it really weird, and yet it's coming about right after the vaccine is rolled out, basically, and all of a sudden there's this brand new hepatitis. So instinctively, I'm thinking, oh, that there's probably a connection to the vaccine, but then you find out that most of the kids that are coming down with it are 0 to 4 years old, and they're not getting vaccinated. So how could there possibly be a connection to the vaccine? So I actually was looking for things that weren't the vaccine that would connect it, because I'm like, it can't be the vaccine, even though instinctively I was thinking it could. And then as I was researching, I came across interesting information, again, comes out of the UK, and there's a direct connection to the vaccine. So the Daily Clout is what I found, was reporting something out of the UK, and what they found is that out of all those children that were 0 to 4, they all had been breastfed within the last 12 months actively, and obviously, they were being breastfed by their mothers, and their mothers were fully vaccinated, fully, every 100% of the babies in the United Kingdom from 0 to 4 that got this new hepatitis was being breastfed by a mother who had been jabbed twice or more.
A Makes total sense.
That is a direct connection.
Makes total sense, because that's what we keep reading. You and I keep reading all the real scientific data, not the lies given to you by government. And this vaccine courses through all your body, goes in all the organs, and of course it's going to go into mother's breast milk. And when the child, you know, sucks on the mommy's teat, what do they get? They get spike proteins that are coursing through the mother's body. Makes total sense, although it's strange to me that a child could be 4 years old and was breastfed in just the last year. So people end breastfeeding after like 2 years at the absolute max? I mean, you'd think, but all right.
Yeah, you would think. I mean, 4 years and under, so it's probably a three-year-old more than a four-year-old.
I guess there's parents who breastfeed till three,
What's more interesting is they looked at from 6 to 11-year-olds in the U.K., because some 6 and 11-year-olds, and they were vaccinated. But originally, the U.K. government had said that none of them had been vaccinated without ever looking, and then they had to walk it back and find out that they all had been vaccinated that came down with this hepatitis in the age group of, I believe, 11 to 16-year-olds. So there seems to be a direct connection to the vaccine and this hepatitis. And there's other things that I found where there could be an indirect connection, and that's through the vaccine shedding.
Right.
So
that was what I was going to guess, yeah.
Yeah, that there's a theory that also could have created a rogue virus that has mixed the vaccine, and that could be affecting. So even if you find a kid that wasn't breastfed and wasn't vaccinated, there could be a shedding connection as well. So we have to keep that in mind.
Yeah, now you weren't listening, obviously, to segment one of the show when I opened things up. But what I said in segment one was that I work out 90 minutes a day. I'm a workout guy. And it's the only thing that makes me feel fantastic, like $1 million. I have to work out every day. And so I try and do 90 minutes. Well, you can only get through 90 minutes if you're going to watch great TV shows or movies. That's how I get through 90 minutes, right? So I have all the TV shows set up in my home gym. And today I watched Nuclear Meltdown, 3 Mile Island. Remember 3 Mile Island in Pennsylvania?
Mm-hmm.
That was in the 1970s. And if you watch this movie, you'd understand why nobody should trust government about the COVID vaccines, and no one should trust Big Pharma about the COVID vaccines, because when that first happened, it was the worst meltdown, core meltdown in the history of the world and the history of America, and they lied and they told everybody nothing's wrong, send your kids to school, it's a minor accident, everything's fine, and they kept the lie up for 48 hours. And then the government said, oh my God, the corporation that owned the nuclear facility, they lied to us. It's not our fault. Then they started lying. The government started saying, well, I don't know. Maybe you should evacuate. Maybe you shouldn't. It's not that bad. And then the more information they got, the further into it, Ben, the more it became obvious it was a massive, horrible accident. And they may be looking at a total meltdown and everybody may die. And then suddenly they said to evacuate after letting everybody stay home for like 6 days being exposed to radiation. They said, okay, now you should evacuate. And then they let them all come back in a week, and they said, all clear, everything's fine. And guess what? It wasn't fine. And they came close to a second meltdown during the cleanup, and everyone could have died. And government kept saying, don't worry, everything's okay. So it reminds me of the vaccines. It's the same thing. They lie, and Big Pharma lies about everything. And 500,000 people didn't die from 3 Mile Island. So they were lying to protect and cover up an accident. Don't you think people who said everything's okay, the vaccines are great, and now there could be 500,000 dead and soon millions, don't you think they have a lot to protect by covering up that they said everything's going to be okay?
Absolutely. And, you know, you're making me think of something else, is that if you ask the American people in general, almost, I would say 90% of the American people would say that their own government lies. So the question is, why did everyone buy into the masks? Because I pondered this a while back. Why did everyone buy into the vaccine if they know that their government lies? And I would think the majority of people know that CNN lies. So what was it? And then I realized what it was. It was the local news. The local news is really how they got people to believe it, because people trust their local news, and the local news pushed the vaccine. The local news pushed the mask. And they need to realize, because people don't know how local news works, those national stories are not from your local news reporters. You might have trustworthy local news reporters, but they're not giving you a story on the vaccine from a local perspective. They are taking it from their national syndicate and then spewing it to you. And so even though your local news might have good people, you have to realize if it's a national story, they're still probably lying to you.
And let me go one step further, Ben. I think your theory is good, and it's part of the picture, but I think that most people distrust the government. They may not hate them and distrust them as much as I do, but they don't trust them, but they do trust their doctor. And they don't realize that doctors don't have any independent thinking. Doctors are sheep who listen to the CDC, the AMA, and the FDA without any thought involved. If the AMA says vitamins are no good and you've got to use vaccines and ivermectin's bad, the doctor goes, okay, he has no time. He's seeing 100 patients today. He just says that's what the AMA says. That's the truth. So these organizations are infiltrated with lies and propaganda in because of greed, because they were all going to make a lot of money. And they just pass it down to the doctor, and the doctor believes whatever he's told, just like the media believes whatever the government tells them. They're all involved in this together in a massive conspiracy involving greed and also ignorance, not understanding that as soon as one person says it, you're like a sheep and you repeat it, and maybe it's not the truth, and they all keep repeating the same lie. It's all of that, Ben.
That's awesome. You know, you put your and my mind together, and we figured it out all together.
That's it. I'm telling you. That's it.
It's
the media.
Right.
It's the government, the media, and the doctors, and Dr. Fauci, you know, who every doctor said, oh, if Dr. Fauci says it, he's the highest doctor in America. He must be right. Wait a minute. He was making millions and millions of dollars that no one knew about. He's a horrible person. It's just unbelievable how everyone fell for this garbage. You know, the doctor in the white smock says it, must be true. The government in a suit says it, must be true. The media in a suit says it, must be true. Those are the three groups that have fed all the propaganda to Nazi Germany, and they're feeding the propaganda to you now. Hey, Ben, we're on the run. Ben Armstrong, you can find him at thenewamerican.com, The Ben Armstrong Show. Thank you, Ben. God bless you. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reese sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off Decisive Action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Folks, this is Wayne Alaroot. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com, for quite a while now. They're headquartered at Shiloh Ranch in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away vets who need help, and we can't let that happen. Please help support the Liberty Projects by playing in their annual golf tournament June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Register at vetsandhorses.com. 100% of all proceeds are used for the program to help vets and horses. 100%. Government does very little for our vets. It's up to us, freedom-loving patriots, to make it happen. Help support this great organization and enjoy a great day of golf. Register today at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com. June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Register at vetsandhorses.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company that I recommend recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Raw and unfiltered.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back to the show, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. The Root is on fire. Coming to you from the house that Root built in Las Vegas and broadcast all over this great country by USA Radio Network. You know, there's stories out there about Dr. Fauci, and he's now basically, you know, reading between the lines. I'm not quoting exactly, but he's basically saying that if you're black or brown skin, if you're a minority, you have a much higher chance of dying of COVID. And we are going to, he sounds like he believes, I think he wants desperately, he's wishing, he's praying that we go back to bad COVID this summer. And there's going to be COVID numbers like 2020 and 2021. And if that's the case, now that we know that blacks and Hispanics and brown skin people die at a much higher rate than white people, He's gonna recommend locking down black and Hispanic neighborhoods. That's what it sounds like to me. And I just want you all to understand something. And that is, forget black or brown for a minute. If we don't win big in November, we're all going to be locked down for the rest of our lives. We'll all lose our businesses. We're all going to lose our businesses. We're all going to lose everything. We'll live in total poverty. Capitalism will be gone. The Democrat Party is only not locking all of us down this summer and this fall because there's an election coming up. They don't dare do it before an election. We'd have a revolution. That'd be the end of the Democrat Party. But if they happen to win, if they could rig this election so that everything is voting by mail and they could somehow hold their majority in the Senate and the House, if we don't win in a landslide and take both houses back, we will be locked down for years to come, just like Australia, just like Austria, just like what was the worst ones in the world? I don't know. There were a few of them that are horrible, horrible lockdowns, and of course China. China's, of course, the king of all that, but yet in the last year and a half, Australia's been worse than China. UK was pretty bad too. We will be locked down for months or years or forever. We will be masked forever. They will demand vaccines, whether you like it or not. They will hold your children down and vaccinate them without your knowledge or permission needed. So we better win in November, because they will mask us for the rest of our lives. They will vaccinate us whether you like it or not, and they will lock us down, and that will kill every small business. And you do understand, even if there's some liberal listening and he's going, oh, well, the businesses needed to be closed. Do you understand they never closed a single large business? Only small businesses? Costco, fine. Big supermarkets, fine. Gas stations, fine. Lowe's, fine. Home Depot, fine. Walmart, fine. Why were they fine? You mean the germ doesn't live in Costco or Walmart? Are you serious? My business had to be closed, but those could stay open. Folks, this is the scam of all scams. It's how you destroy capitalism. You kill and wipe out the middle class and all the small business owners. And that's what's going to come if you're not really, really victorious in November. Your life's on the line. We have to win in November. Here's the latest study. Study finds positive correlation between higher mask usage and COVID-19 deaths. And this is from Europe. It's a peer-reviewed study, correlation between mask compliance and COVID-19 outcomes in Europe, authored by Benny Spira, a professor at the University of San Paolo, who focuses on molecular genetics of microorganisms, published in the Curious Journal of Medical Science just a few days ago. Data from 35 countries on morbidity, mortality, and mask usage were analyzed and cross-referenced. The study encompassed 602 million people. The findings presented suggest countries with high levels of mask compliance did not perform better than those who had low mask usage, and actually deaths were higher in the countries with mask usage. So what I keep telling you, I got it right from day one. Lockdowns kill people. Lockdowns kill you with COVID. Lockdowns kill you of sadness. Lockdowns kill you of alcoholism and drug addiction and depression and suicide. And masks kill you and vaccines kill you. Do not listen to government. Tell government to go to hell. Energized Health, sponsor of this segment of the show, because I believe in great health. My great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee believe in great health, and they're giving it to all my fans. You wouldn't believe how much fan mail I get on behalf of Energized Health telling me, thank you, Wayne Root. You changed my life. You saved my life, and you did it because you sent us to Energized Health. We love you, Wayne. Thank you, Energized Health. You made me into the good guy. And by the way, I lost 25 pounds of fat, mostly dangerous inner body fat, in 88 days and gained 10 pounds of muscle, and I look fantastic. 18 months later, I feel fantastic. Go to energizedhealth.com. Their coaches are real people just like you and me, zero pressure. They'll share what they do, and you can see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn the science of intracellular hydration. Make sure you tell them Wade Root sent you. You'll get the WAR 40% off discount. Your life will change. Your life will never be the same. Go now to energizedhealth.com. Energizedhealth.com. Tell them WAR sent you 40% off.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Officials in Buffalo say there have been several arrests over social media threats following Saturday's mass shooting. Trini Rhodes, the U.S. Attorney for the Western District of New York, has more.
The federal investigation is continuing. We're working again jointly with our state and local law enforcement partners regarding the threats that have been going around on the internet.
Authorities say a gunman opened fire at a supermarket, killing 10 people. The Erie District Attorney John Flynn saying the suspected shooter will be in court Thursday. Police are identifying the suspect in Sunday's shooting at a church in the retirement community of Laguna Hills, California. 68-year-old David Chow of Las Vegas, Nevada, has been booked on suspicion of one count of murder and five counts of attempted murder. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We'll be right back.
show. This show is sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. All of you know that buying a home is perhaps the largest financial commitment you'll ever make. So you need a friend in the mortgage business that could really help you. And my friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans have been providing assistance to Americans just like you for nearly 20 years. Whether it's purchases, refis, VA loans, reverse mortgages, or just evaluating your current situation and giving you great professional advice on what to do next. And, you know, even though in the country housing's slowing down, guess what? In Vegas, it's accelerating. Houses are selling like hotcakes. Everyone needs to get out of California and New York and places like that where the cost of living is so high. And they're all coming to Nevada and Arizona and Utah and Florida and Texas are still on fire. And so you need a great mortgage person. And Mike and Brian are those guys, your friends in the mortgage base, business. Call Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE, or visit fellowshiphomeloans.com. Tell them Wainwright sent you, 800-804-SAVE, and ask for Mike and Brian, your buddies in the mortgage biz. Hey, my buddy, who could be the next governor of this great state of Nevada, is North Las Vegas Mayor John Lee. He is a Republican candidate for governor. He switched from Democrat to Republican. He saw the light. And by the way, I'm a witness, okay? I've known him for 20 years, and he's always been my favorite Democrat. The only Democrat I liked, the only Democrat I ever allowed on my local Vegas radio show in my first year, he was the only one, because he is a wonderful pro-business conservative Democrat. Now he's a wonderful pro-business conservative Republican. His website is votejohnlee.com, and he is a great guy. Mayor Lee, how are you?
I'm fine. I want to say congratulations. You're like the Larry Bird of the radio world. You know how to pass. You know how to shoot. You know how to
Larry Bird. Where do you get that? Where do you get that name from? You pull that one out. I'll tell you, Larry Bird. He was great, but it's been a long time. He was a great one. Boston Celtics. I know.
You've been ready a long time for this award. I'm glad that they finally realized that they had Larry Bird in the lineup still. So way to go.
All right, or Magic Johnson. You call me Magic Root. Magic Root.
North Las Vegas. Day for you. That's what we're going to do. Just key to the city, everything.
Oh, I like it. I like it. Let's do it. I love it. I'll come down there and I'll grab that thing in person. You and I will hug because I love you. You're a great guy. Let's talk about why you're running for governor of the state as a Republican, by the way. First of all, what do you see as the most challenging issues facing Nevada in the next 4 years?
Well, that's a good question. First off, let me just say something about that Democrat thing. I was always in Nevada. Democrat, Republican, those, I was never a big national guy. I was always the guy that, you know, wanted to make sure everybody in Nevada had a fair shot at everything. That's why, you know, I was always on the outs with them and not real close to you guys because I was my own guy. And after I got done with the legislature as a senator, I'd go back to my companies to go to work. You know, I wasn't a full-time guy at politics and stuff, but... here's what I see. Truthfully, Wayne, look ahead with me now. As mayor of North Las Vegas, you don't pay me to realize how many sprinkler lines are out at the park or how many, you know, potholes there are. If I see them, I'll tell people that work for me. I have a great city manager in Ryan Juden. But here's really the future right now. Wayne, we've got a serious water issue in the Southwest. I know you know it.
And, we do. We do.
The governor is responsible for everything that happens in the corporate boundaries of the state. And to hide up in Carson City with your hands over your eyes and not recognize this is ridiculous. The Southern Nevada Water Authority, yes, that is a water authority for us here. There's seven states on the Colorado Pact to water. But as governor, you can't say, well, I can't do anything. The Southern Nevada Water Authority is supposed to do it. That's bullcrap. You know, I just came back from Dubai. There's 32 desalinization plants
right.
alone.
Right.
In the world, Wayne, there's 120,000 of these desalinization plants in 120 countries. This isn't new technology in
right.
America.
I agree.
California's got one desalinization plant right now. They've had Huntington Beach for 15 years. They've been going to study on that. Finally, they get it out. It's ready to go. It'll bring 50,000 gallons a day. It's 8% of the water that they need.
And they now, killed it again, right? They just killed it.
To court. The environmentalists are taken to court. They're just
yeah.
they're just chilling in that area. So water north and south, Wayne, is a huge issue. I could go into schools and stuff like that, but let me go in a little deeper because sometimes you guys don't get a chance to hear the other things. You know, right now the Fed is curbing inflation, and I don't know if you know this, Wayne, but I've started banks before. And when you start a new bank, it's called the de novo bank. It's a Greek word. It means new. But right now the Fed is increasing, and they're ratcheting up these inflation rates so that they can control. I mean, they're ratcheting up their
interest rates, yeah.
Interest rates, yeah. Before this inflation goes crazy, and they're slowly bringing this economy around. Right now, I had one of my children was going to buy a house, and they decided to wait. It'd be $500 more a month for that house payment than if they would have got it when interest rates were just almost nothing. You know, the home builders right now, Wayne, you mentioned on your show before how fast everything's moving in this valley. And if it weren't for schools getting out right now across this country and new people coming here, I would be really worried about the home builders. Utah and Idaho right now, prices are dropping, you know.
Well, Mayor Lee, let me ask you a question. That brings up a very important point you just put in my rattling around in my brain. So if we have such a bad water problem, and we do, and lots of people are continuing to move into our state to run away from California and the high prices, what are we going to do? Where are you going to get the water for all these new hundreds of thousands of people?
Good question. What we do right now, for every gallon of water we take out of the lake, we clean it up, we send it down the pipes to your home, you use it to wash your dishes, you then drain your sink. It goes back to another place, area where we clean the water again, then we send it on to Lake Mead. So if we get a gallon of water, we return a gallon of water, except 13% of the water we pull out of the lake, we don't get back because it goes into golf courses and it goes into yards.
Lawns, yeah.
Wash your cars, you know that. But we're working on that. But we could, with Nevada and Arizona and Mexico, forget California. We can't deal with those people. But if we were to go help Mexico and help them build a desalination plant, then we could take their water that's going down the river and give it to us in Arizona. Right now in Arizona, we're already banking water. You know, we're taking water that we have right now and recharging their system. And we've got 8 years of water banked in Arizona right now. So if we ever needed that water, we'd have to shut the spigot off for them, and we would take their water for 8 years, you know. So we've got a lot of good things we can do with some very important people, and the time is right now to start talking about these things.
Yeah, well, we should be talking about desalination plants. That's the answer. If they can do it in Dubai, then they can do it here. But, of course, we have liberal environmental Nazis try and stop all the fuel plants and all the all the desalination plants and coal plants, you name it, and we just can't do anything because there's always an environmental lawyer blocking us. It's very, very frightening what could happen to this country because of these leftist ideas.
Oh, I know, but with Mexico, they control all the natural stuff there, you know, the water and the mining and everything like that. The country kind of owns all that stuff. We could deal with Mexico, but we can't look at our residents one day and say, we should have done something. We need a governor who's going to get on top of this and get going. It's not just in the South, Wayne. It's throughout the whole state of Nevada right now. So,
did you realize what you just said? And I'm complimenting you because I like what you said. I agree with it, but it's funny. What John Lee, the mayor of North Las Vegas, the third biggest city in the state, and is trying to be the next governor of this great state of Nevada, just said is it's easier to deal with Mexico than California. Now, does that say a lot?
Yeah, well, they own all the natural resources there. I mean, that does say a lot. We can do a deal with them. So
unbelievable. I'm with you. I agree. Mexico's easier to deal with than California. California's a communist country at this point. Mexico is willing to be friends with America. So it's actually very funny. I just find it eye-opening when you say things like that. You hear an important guy like you say things like that. It just makes you really stop and think, you know? That's how bad California is. We can't even talk to them. Terrible. All right, let's talk about you for a minute. What separates you, Mayor John Lee, from all the other candidates running for the Republican nomination, including Joey Gilbert, including Guy Nora, and including Joe Lombardo, the sheriff of Clark County? Why are you the right guy for the job?
Well, that's a good question. pretty much this is going to be the best answer you ever got. I've actually owned and owned companies. I've ran business. I own Vegas Plumbing. I own Champion Tile and Marble. I own Executive Limousine for a while. I've started banks. I was an original stockholder at a company called Switch. I've had a great business career. I was able to take that business career and continue to move forth. And I went into the legislature. I always went to the legislature and I came back to work with my companies. But I have experience. And so when I was in the legislature, I'm on the Agriculture Resource and Mining Committee. I'm on the Commerce and Labor Committee. I'm on the Government Affairs Committee. These are all the three of the biggest committees in the state of Nevada. And I'm there. I'm learning all this stuff. I'm trained in this stuff, of sorts. I went to a debate the other day in Gardnerville. Very nice people are running for governor on the Republican side. I don't like my board. I'll just say that right now. But my point is this: they asked a question to one of the candidates about Yucca Mountain. This person says, "I don't understand what is Yucca Mountain." The time for learning is over. If you're going to be the governor, you've got to know these things. If you've never held a gavel, if you've never ran a meeting.
Hey, John, the music's on. We're running out. Let me keep you over for a couple more questions in the next segment. So sit right there. Don't go anywhere. I got Mayor John Lee in the hot seat on the Way Down the Route show. We're introducing you to a gubernatorial candidate, Republican nomination, North Las Vegas Mayor John Lee. I'm Way Down the Route. The Route, the Route, the Route's on fire. We'll be right back. Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at VetsAndHorses.com. That's VetsAndHorses.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
Energized Health.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Root sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wayne Allyn Root, the root is on fire. Welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. You can only fight a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. God bless America. I just found out today I'm in the Nevada Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'll be inducted in October. God bless America. Only in America, as Don King would say. What a great country. Liberty Projects is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I know you've heard me talk about Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They're headquartered at Shiloh Ranch in southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and repurposed it for multiple military veteran programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. That's why it's vetsandhorses.com. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help. And we can't let that happen. Please help support the Liberty Projects by playing in their annual golf tournament, June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Register at vetsandhorses.com. 100% of all proceeds are used for the program to help vets and horses. So help support this great organization and enjoy a great day of golf. And if you're not a golfer, then just go to vetsandhorses.com and make a contribution. It's Wayne Root's favorite charity. Vetsandhorses.com and play in that golf tournament June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada, the Liberty Projects annual golf tournament. Vetsandhorses.com. All right, we're back with Mayor John Lee, candidate for governor, Republican, great state of Nevada. He's the mayor of North Las Vegas, third biggest city in this state, and his website is votejohnlee.com. Hey, John, I see this article right now, one of my favorite websites, Zero Hedge, and I know you're a big pro-NRA guy, as I am as well. And this article says to all the liberals out there, including President Biden, who are so badly misinformed about violent crime, guess what percentage of violent crime in the United States involves guns? And in most polls, the average American thinks around 46% of violent crimes involve guns. In fact, the true figure is under 8%. Under 8% of all violent crime involves guns. So I'm assuming the most prevalent weapon is a knife, a machete, a sword. Some sort of sharp knife-like object is probably what most people use. 92% of the time, they're not using a gun. That's pretty eye-opening, isn't it?
I think it is, too. I think most people just freeze. You know, they just want to say, hey, take what you want, do what you want. I'm sorry, I don't know. But I will, Wayne, I am big. on this right here. I've got an A-plus rating to NRA. I've got an A rating with the Nevada Firearms Association. Is this a strange bill? I don't know if you've ever heard of Valerie Weber. She was a wonderful young lady.
Yes, in the Assembly. Yes.
Her and I worked on a bill. She got out of her house and into the Senate, and I said, if you can get over here, I can push it through. And we had a thing where Katrina had happened, and they wanted to seize and confiscate guns during those kind of situations. And, boy, we just weren't for that at all, you know. So, in fact, is in North Las Vegas right now, we are the fourth of big cities, Wayne. We're the fourth. We're number four lowest. In Metro Las Vegas, so Joe Lombardo is a 49% increase in crime. Then you got Sparks, and you got Reno, and then you got North Las Vegas. We used to be number one. I put $10 more million into our police department, 200 new employees. That included some people retired. And we opened our jail. Our residents in North Las Vegas, they are serious about being protected. You know, I've even tried to get carry on campus to our CSN students, UNR, UNLV students. If they're getting to school late at night and they have
yep,
no one
I agree.
To protect them, you know,
I agree with you.
I'm big on that. You know, I went back to Washington, D.C. and was NRA's legislator of the nation 1 year because I built that shooting range and all the things we did.
Congratulations. I remember. Let me finish up with one last thing, and that is my personal issue. My personal issue is that I came to Nevada from California and originally from New York because I wanted the 0% state income tax, and I wanted low property taxes. Unfortunately, we have very high sales tax and a very high car tax, but I just want to hear from you that I want taxes to remain zero and low. Zero with the state income tax and very low with the property taxes. Never allow them to take the cap off the property taxes. I want to hear your answer to that.
Okay, that's a good question. So what happened is I've signed that no new taxes pledge. I have no problem with that right now. But when I became
great.
North Las Vegas, and we were $159 million upside down, all our bonds were at junk, and we found a new $6 million hole in the budget. And you cannot tax your way out of into success, I should say. So we basically went in there and completely overhauled the whole, I call it the business. I've actually, because of inflation, we looked through there and we've actually reduced our sewer fees 30%. We do everything we can then to make sure in North Las Vegas that our residents are getting the social contract. That means if they give me tax dollars, I give them back services. I can tell you that Lombardo, he's lived on the dime for the county and as a police department. He's never, ever done anything but just ask for more money from the county all the time. There's a way to run the police department a lot better than it's happening right now. But in North Las Vegas, we do good at keeping our residents in the best financial shape they can to support their own families and send their kids to college.
And so everybody understands, you signed the no new tax pledge, correct?
Yeah, I think when I get in there, I'm going to do what I did for North Las Vegas and figure out what is going on and how could we do better with the taxes we're already receiving. If we're going into an inflationary period, you really think anybody out there that's listening today can afford to pay $5.50 for gas?
No.
$5 for a box of cereal?
Hey, Mayor, we got to run. We're just up against the news break. We got to run. Mayor John Lee, his website is votejohnlee.com. Running for governor of Nevada, Republican. Thank you, Mayor John Lee.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.